The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7 FM. Stay tuned. Pre-game coverage followed by opening tip-off are coming up after these messages from our Care Radio sports boosters.
If you're a farmer, you make dozens of decisions on an hourly basis to keep your agricultural operation running smoothly. Hi, this is Mark Pazeska, Union State Bank of Horton, and we say thank you for all your hard work. Did you know our online banking can help you streamline and simplify some of your decisions? You can transfer funds, pay bills, and even interface with Quicken and QuickBooks with your Union State Bank online account. We are proud to help serve the area farmers at all of our locations, especially during this busy time of year. Learn more today at mybankusb.com, member FDIC.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Since 1996, R&S Maintenance Service has been a leader in industrial manufacturing, support, and repair in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, equipment removal and installation, and dumpster service, R&S Maintenance Service is a proud supporter of local student athletes. Visit online at rnsmaintenance.com or stop by off K4 Highway since 1996 in Meriden.
Right, here we are back again in Valley Falls, Kansas, where we're getting set for the second half of tonight's high school basketball doubleheader on Care Radio. Tuesday evening hoops finds us in the Northeast Kansas League, where Valley Falls is playing host to Mar Hill Mount Academy. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph back in the studio. He's got things down to a fine art down there. It's like the Louvre of radio. It's just that good. Joseph, appreciate you, man. Thank you so much. Tom Cops with you here, courtside, ladies game. It was close. It was hard fought. It was not an offensive juggernaut for the Lady Ravens coming away with a victory in game one, 31-29. Here we go. The boys game getting set to go. The ball goes up the tip of the way, and it'll be Valley Falls basketball to begin things. In the home whites with gold and black. Ravens in the black uniforms with gold and white. Shot from the outside. There's a quick three. 13 seconds into the game. Damian Cervantes knocks down a three. Valley Falls taking that 3-0 lead. MHMA with a ball around the left side for the Ravens. As the baseline shot goes up and misses, and the rebound comes down to the Valley. For him on Academy, going to be starting Peter Rapplinger and Adric Korbelik with James Campbell, Ethan Zimmerer, and O'Brien Wilson. The feed underneath to the bucket is going to be up and good for Valley Falls. That is going to be Colin. We'll talk about those Valley starters. Is they're going to have Damian Cervantes and Duncan Alvarenga, Colin Kearney, Grayson Miller, and Flint Seymour. Valley Falls under head coach Caleb Gasmeyer, the Ravens with head coach Christian Wessel. Here's the MHMA three. It's up and good. Jace Campbell. So Campbell hits the bucket, and it is 5-3. Valley Falls. The ball's going to be slapped out of bounds for the Ravens. Getting a hand on it is going to be Wilson. And Valley will be putting it a play at their offensive end. 6:47 to go. The game just underway here in Valley Falls, Kansas. Dragons and Ravens, each with a 6-4 record. Valley is 2-0 in the conference. The Ravens are 2-1. MHMA coming up with a steal. And they will come into the forecourt. Rapplinger will have it up on top between the circles. Works his way to the left side. The ball stripped out of his hands, but it's going to be rescued. The feet underneath. The shot deflected. Rebound pulled back down and up and good. The bucket by Ethan Zimmerer. And the game is tied at 5. 6:18 to go in the first. This game is nothing like the last one. We were at the end of the quarter before we had 10 points. Here's a shot from the top. It's up and good, Flint Seymour. And it is 8-5 Valley Falls. Still over 6 minutes to go. We're not 2 minutes in, and we've got 13 points already here in the guys' game. And now the Ravens are going to turn it over. Corbelli couldn't get a handle on the thing. It's going to go out of bounds between the Valley Falls bench and the scorer's table. 8-5, Dragons in front. Here comes Duncan Alvarenga with the ball over to the right side. Back out on top. Here's a three. Top of the key is going to be off the mark, and rebound is going to be slapped out by Colin Carney. Skip pass to the right side to Flint. Back out on top. Duncan starts into the lane. Bounce pass. There's a head fake, and there's a whistle. There's a foul. And that was a great job by Flint. He just gave a really strong head fake and was able to juke Zimmerer as Ethan collects his first foul of the game and putting Valley Falls at the free throw line, where Flint Seymour, already with 3 points, will have a couple of free throws coming. First one is good. And the ladies' game, free throws. A lot of free throws shot, not a lot of free throws hit. The first one here is going to be up and good. Let's see if the guys have a little hotter night at the line. That one's perfect. Flint with five. It is a 10-5 lead. Valley Falls in front. 5.5 to go in quarter number one. Ravens with a basketball left top side. O'Brien goes into the lane, falls away. Shot is up, crawls over the lip of the rim. Good. O'Brien Wilson for two. 10-7. Back out on top. Here's Flint. Right block. Head fake, shot goes up, draws a foul. That's going to be on Ethan. And if that's the case, it will be his second foul in the first 3 minutes of the game. Which has Coach Russell on his feet, walking up and down the bench, and he's going to say, Bryce Adams, you get up here and get in the game. Flint's free throw, up and short. Seymour with 5 points, is now 2 out of 3 at the free throw line. Bryce Adams, a junior for MHMA, coming in off the bench. Seymour will hit the second and make it an 11-7 Valley Falls lead. And we're now at 5 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Ravens with a basketball. O'Brien brings it up top side. Gets it over to Adric. Korblik over to Adams. Backs in, drops the shoulder, runs over his defender. And in a move that looked a little bit more like Larry Zonka, it's going to be a foul by Bryce, and it is his first. 11-7. 4:44 to go in the opening quarter. Valley Falls with the basketball, up four. Duncan brings it up, slides to the right side, goes all the way to the block, pulls up his dribble, looks to the middle, nothing there, reverses it out on top. Damian, that's an NBA three. Off the back of the rim, rebounding it down, Flint Seymour. He'll push it off on top to Brayson. Miller will go to the right side to Collin. Back out on top to Flint. That three hits the back of the rim, and the high rebound is going to be cleared away by MHMA. Campbell coming up with a rebound. Peter Rapplinger goes into the lane. Bump from behind. There's going to be a foul, and Rapplinger coming to the free throw line. You can hear Coach Gatzmeyer in the background telling his guys, man, you can't be just pulling up in front of the guy. You got to slide with him. It's going to be the first foul of the ball game by Colin Carney, and it'll be the first foul of the game committed by the Dragons. Rapplinger's free throw, excellent. For the Ravens, they're going to rotate out of the game Adric Korbelik, and second free throw is up and perfect also. New guy on the floor is going to be Fulton Zimmerer. It is 11-9 with 4 minutes to go. And a turnover by Valley Falls. Here's a great opportunity for the Ravens. So the Ravens coming up corner of the basketball, trying to get only by two. We're midpoint of quarter number one. Here's Zimmerer. Comes it over to the left side. Here's Jace, goes underneath, the shot, it's up. It's good. We're tied at 11. 3:39 to go. Pass down low, is going to be batted away, and Ravens coming up with a big steal. And now MHMA on a bit of a run. They've scored four consecutive. Here's a long-range three that is going to be a wee bit on the short side. Jace Campbell knows that. He's like, man, I knew better than that. Just maybe lost the handle on it a little bit. Rapplinger is going to rotate out of the ball game, and so for MHMA right now, you've got Adams with Zimmerer, Korbelik, Campbell, and O'Brien. 11-11 is your score. 3:15 to go in the first quarter of the guys' game. Driving in, running, a little one-handed shot. Two hard hits the back of the rim and caroms away. Ravens fly into the forecourt. Campbell all the way to the baseline left. One hand push pass left side. Korbelik goes through, won't drop. Rebounding it down is going to be Colin Kearney. A little behind the back dribble. He'll bring it up the court, dump it over to the right side. Cervantes gets it back. Kearney swings, turns, shoots off balance, knocks it down somehow. Colin Kearney with four. And it is 13-11. 2:40 to go. Ravens shot. No. Rebound. Pulled down by Alvarenga. Here comes Valley Falls. Up a pair. Duncan with a little left-hand dribble. Comes to the free throw line. Then works over to the left side. Now they'll try to pass into the middle, and it's going to be knocked away. Flint Seymour's pass batted away by O'Brien. And he will come down the floor, and Flint apparently bumps him and commits the foul. For Flint Seymour, foul number one, and it'll be Raven. Or rather, Valley Falls team foul two. Ravens inbounding it at the baseline. Now Jace Campbell comes out of the game, and Rapplinger's back in. Peter will do the inbound work. Comes in to O'Brien, who loses the handle. I don't think he really saw the ball. It was lobbed up high, and I think he kind of lost it. Valley with the ball. In the middle, the shot. It's good for two. Damian with five. And it's 15-11 at the 2:10 mark of opening quarter. Peter Rapplinger down the floor, wings it over to the top, kicks it back over to the left side, backing away with the basketball for the Ravens. It's going to be Fulton. His shot is up, no good. Rebounding it back down is going to be Rapplinger. Kicks it off on top. Adrick, shot no good. Rebound is off the floor. This time it's going to be cleared away by Damian Cervantes. Shot clock has not had any effect on this guy's game. With a minute 44 to go in the opening quarter. Not sure that shot clock has gotten into the teens hardly. Here's a runner off the window. Won't go. Ravens boarded down. Here comes Adrick. Down the right side to the free throw line. At the baseline. To pass across. The layup is up and good. Excellent move into the basketball. O'Brien Wilson has four. 15-13. Valley by two. 75 seconds to go in the first quarter. And as the drive comes into the lane, the foul is on Bryce Adams. So, coming in off the bench, Bryce will collect now his second foul. So, for the Ravens, Zimmerer, two fouls, and Bryce Adams now, two fouls. And is Bryce coming out? He is. Jerron Duncan will check into the game. 1:15 to go. In the opening quarter. Inbound it comes to Flint, and he snuck inside. Nobody saw him. Give Flint Seymour two. He's had a great opening quarter. 8 points so far for Flint. 17-13 Valley. Ravens to the right side. O'Brien for three. Doesn't quite get it. Duran with the rebound. One hand put back. Won't go. Pulled down by Flint Seymour. Valley Falls running it up the floor. In the last minute now of the opening quarter. Seesaw dribble out on top by Duncan. Here's a shot from the top. Won't go for Seymour. Rebounding it down the Ravens. 40 seconds left in the first. 17-13 Valley Falls. Rapplinger deep in the right corner for the Ravens. Brings it off on top to Fulton. Here's Adrick with it. Starts into the lane from 13 feet. No. Rebound Colin Kearney. Shot clocks off. Valley Falls up the floor. Spinning. Dishing. Outside three. Short. Rebound tipped out. Ravens. Korbelik over to Rapplinger. 16 seconds left in the first. Zimmerer. Here's O'Brien Wilson with it. 9 seconds. Now eight. Ravens with the ball. Korbelik falls for three. Nope. Rebound tipped around. Rapplinger squares. Shoots with two. Doesn't get it. And at the buzzer. It's up. Count the bucket for Duran Duncan. Duran hits the shot. It's just out of his hands as the lights go off. And counted for the Ravens in the opening quarter is in the book. We'll be back. This is a good one. Going to the second in Valley Falls. Dragons, 17, Ravens 15.
Hi, I'm Nick Harling with UMB Bank in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Atchison. We've all heard how the only constant is change. Good thing there's one thing your business can count on, a relationship with UMB Bank. We believe businesses of every size deserve a bank that's in it for the long haul, with access to your banker and solutions that flex with you year after year. Sure, things change, but our commitment to you does not. Visit UMB.com today. UMB Bank is member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Welcome back to Valley Falls, Kansas, everyone. High school basketball on a Tuesday. Ravens drive to the right side. A finger roll shot off the window is going to be up and good for the Ravens. And O'Brien Wilson with a bucket early in the second quarter ties the game at 17. Welcome back. And as MHMA goes back on defense, we will have a Raven foul. The block, I think, is on. Let's just look and see. Yeah, it's going to be on O'Brien Wilson. His first foul of the game. It'll be the first second quarter foul for the Ravens. And we're about a half a minute in. Four more Hillmount Academy. We've got, looking out of the floor here, looks like we've got the starting five back out there. Grapplinger, Korbelik, Campbell, Zimmer, or Wilson. And the ball going to be stolen. Here comes Wilson up court. He'll work his way to the right, feed into the corner. Adrich, three, rolls in. First points of the game for Adrich. Korbelik and the Ravens go up. 20-17. 7-11 to go in the half. Now the ball batted away. It's going to be saved out on top by Cervantes. And now it's going to be stolen. Ravens down the court. Finger roll. Good. Campbell and MHMA has exploded to a second quarter lead, and head coach Caleb Gassmeyer is going to take a timeout. We'll take a break with him, Joseph, at 6:59 to go in the opening half. It's the Ravens 22 and the Dragons 17.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000, Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
FW Houston Medical Center is here for your local health care needs. With a 24/7 walk-in clinic and a variety of long-term care options, FW Houston is your premier health care choice in Jefferson County. Call 913-774-4340 to learn more.
Really nice crowd on hand here in Valley Falls. But you know what? Whenever you're here in Valley Falls, it's always a nice crowd. They draw very, very well. They are very hospitable and excellent hosts, and we appreciate what they do for us here. We are back to play, and the Ravens, coming out of the timeout, are back on defense, and they're going to steal the ball away. Valley with another turnover. The second quarter so far has belonged to MHMA. Here's Rapplinger for two, no. Rebound, Korbelik. Three-pointer, Campbell. Got it! James Campbell has 10 points, and suddenly it's 25-17. MHMA with a 10-0 run to begin the second quarter. The drive into the lane, the 13-foot runner is going to be up and short. Rebounding it down, Ravens. They'll fly back up the floor to dish to the top. Rapplinger traveled. He had such a wide avenue. It looked like Grand Avenue in downtown Kansas City with nobody on it, no streetcars, nothing. He saw all that room and just took off to the rim, but didn't quite get the ball down quickly enough. Back up, it will come Valley Falls. 6 minutes to go in the half. suddenly the Dragons trail 25-17. Alvaranga with it. For Valley Falls, you would think they're going to be looking back to Colin Kearney. He's been the answer so many times over his career when they need points. Here's a little look away, and the shot is going to be up and good. How about that? For Valley Falls, coming in off the bench, Jenner Young gets his first bucket. 25-19, Raven. And here's a whistle, topside. The foul is going to be on Damian. His first foul, team fouls are even at one apiece. 5.5 to go in the first half. Skip pass is going to come into Adrian. Corbelik brings it straight back. Campbell turns and shoots and hits another two-pointer for the baseline. Campbell with a dozen points. It is 27-19 Raven. 5:19 to go in the second quarter. And here's another steal by MHMA. O'Brien comes down with a basketball. Dribbles it, backs in, turns, hook shot, no. Offensive rebound, no. Rejected. Pull back down by the Ravens. Now cutting in the lane. The 15-footer off the window and good. Jace Campbell. Campbell has 9 in the first 3 minutes of this quarter. It is 29-19. A double-digit lead for MHMA with 4:45 to go first half. Valley Falls in danger of finding themselves in an irreparable situation. And I can tell you the team right now, Valley Falls, they're a little more tentative. They're not feeling it. They're not quite moving like they normally do. And I think that Coach Kastmeyer feels it also. He's going to take a timeout. We're going to take a timeout. Break coming at 4:32 to go in the half of the guys' game. And right now it's all Ravens. MHMA 29, Valley Falls 19.
For over 30 years, Urban Lawn Care has helped homes and businesses across Atchison and Northeast Kansas look their absolute best season after season. Family owned and full service since 1991, they handle everything. Lawn care, dirt work, tree services, sod insulation, and even snow and ice removal. Whether you need a full plan or just help with one project, their team takes care of the work so you can enjoy the results. See them at 6300 Ottawa Road, visit UrbanLawnCareLLC.com, or call 913-367-4478. Urban Lawn Care, trusted by hundreds, rooted in your community.
Back with you here in Valley Falls, Kansas, coming out of the timeout. Let's see what the Dragons have done, if they made any real changes, or if coaches just maybe giving them a moment, trying to get them refocused a little bit. And they're going to turn it over, mishandling the basketball. That is not, I think, what they had in mind when they come out of the timeout. Checking in for Valley Falls, Brayson Miller is back in. So it looks like, yep, the starting five out there for the Dragons. 4:10 to go, about midpoint of the second quarter. Here's a 15-footer, Campbell. That one doesn't go, in a rare miss. The rebound pulled down by Colin Kearney. He's bringing it up the floor against Wilson. Beats him to the rack, puts a shot up, and just takes it straight to the rim. Good. Only 6 points so far for Colin Kearney. And for him, that is a low number. 29-21. Baseline shot rejected. Rebounding it down is going to be Valley Falls. Colin coming up with the block. Here comes Damian Cervantes out on top to Flint. Straight away, three, buried. Flint Seymour. 5 points just that quick for Valley Falls. Flint has 11. And Valley Falls nearly loses it. Now, we get a foul, and it is going to be on the Dragons. Fisher's going to take his time, very deliberate, as he comes over to the scorer's table, and it's going to be dunked on Alvaranga with foul number one. Valley Falls with team foul two. The Ravens have only committed one foul in the second quarter with 3:19 to go. And Bryce Adams is going to roll back in. Inbound pass is going to be slapped out on top, but saved deftly by Adrick. Here's the reverse layup. Doesn't fall. Rebound on the floor. Going to be saved by the Ravens. They're going to say no. Stepping on the baseline with that effort at the rebound. Markham Academy is going to turn it over. Here comes Valley Falls. Dragons. Cervantes and Alvaranga. Kearney, Miller, Seymour. Left side. Long three. No. Rebound, Wilson. O'Brien just keeps getting better and better. He's having a great game. Here's a reverse layup that won't quite fall for Rapplinger. Up the floor comes a Carney. He's got two guys in front of him. Goes straight to the rack. Puts it up and in. I'm not sure you want to step in front of Colin Carney. He is a big guy. When he gets all that inertia built up and a head of steam, I don't know. Like a turtle in front of a freight train. Here's a shot up. No rebound. Colin Carney. Valley Falls up the floor. 2:20 to go in the first half. Suddenly, the Ravens a moment ago down by 10. Kearney goes three, doesn't hit it. MHMA with a basketball. Again, I'm mentioning down 10 a moment ago. Now back to within three. 2:10 left. The three on the other end doesn't go for Korbelik. And Cervantes rebounds it down. Valley coming up the floor. These teams are up and down the court. First time they get a look, they take the shot, probably are not coming up with an offensive board if it's a miss. And back to the other end we go. Here's Flint to Duncan. Back out on top he goes. You got Brayson with it. Shot clock at 6. Feet across, and the Ravens are going to steal it. And another steal and another nice play by O'Brien Wilson. Minute and a half to go in the half. Now Wilson will go 3. No. Batted away from Adams, but saved on top. The turnaround for Campbell doesn't go. Here comes Kearney. Collin down the floor. Drives left. Cuts right. Running shot up off the window. 2 more for Collin. It's just like for him turning on the light switch. Suddenly, he makes some things happen. It's a 1-point game. And O'Brien Wilson, the underhand layup is good. And we get a timeout. Yes, we do. Taking a break with the Dragons. It is. Taking a break with Valley Falls. Joseph, just less than a minute. To be exact, 58 seconds to go in the first half of this guy's game. It's a good one. It is Morehamite Academy 31, Valley Falls 28.
We believe a better Taco Tuesday starts with better tacos, so that's what we make. That means cooking our crispy shells in-house daily for peak freshness in seasoning 100% North American beef and our signature spice blend we've perfected over 55 years. With ingredients like that, tacos don't get any better. Oh, they're just $1.39 on Tuesday? I guess they do get better every Tuesday. Better tacos are just $1.39 every Taco Tuesday at Taco John's.
Back to action. Ball stolen by the Ravens off the inbound. Then stolen back by Valley Falls. The running three. No. Rebound underneath the Flint. Back on top. A three. No. Rebound. Ravens. These two teams are just throwing the ball up. I mean, they're getting it down the floor. And the moment there's a little daylight, they obviously have the green light to get it up. 25 and 23. On the game and shot clocks, respectively. That's the number of seconds left in the first half. Adams has it on top. 12, 11, 10 on the shot clock. And here's a whistle. What happens? This is coming over to the scores table. We're going to get a blocking foul against the Ravens. It is going to be the second foul by O'Brien Wilson. Very few fouls in this game. O'Brien has 2. And each team has only 2 second quarter fouls. Flint Seymour is going to come out of the ballgame. Colin Kearney's back in. Shot clock's off. Valley Falls is going to have it. 3 to tie. 11, 10, 9 seconds left in the half. Across midcourt, here's Cervantes. He will go to the middle, and we're going to get a block, and it's going to go back the other way. So the official who called a block against the Ravens seconds ago now makes a similar call against Valley Falls, and so now the Dragons will have the ball. And each coach is making offensive-defensive switches with 6 seconds left in the opening half. So the Ravens are going to go into the locker room with a lead at halftime. The question is, what will it be? It's 31-28 right now. They'll bring it in deep in the backcourt. Cross the timeline at four. Working to the right. Campbell kicks it over to O'Brien, and he doesn't get a shot away. And so the Ravens will end with a lead at halftime. And we'll be back to summarize how they got there. Teams are headed for the locker room. It's halftime. Morehead Academy 31, Valley Falls 28.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7 FM. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Ready to make history and maybe $500? During halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School, you could be one of two lucky contestants who will have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the schools. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
Hi, this is Michelle Garrity with Pia Friend Realty, powered by the Garrity Group. I know buying or selling a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll make, and that's why my team and I are here to make the process smooth and stress-free. We'll guide you every step of the way with expert advice, experience, and local knowledge you can trust. Come see us at 300 Main Street in Atchison or at our Oskaloosa office at 524 Liberty. Call today at 1-800-994-4742. At Pia Friend Realty, we are your friend in real estate.
Valley Falls dance troupe entertaining the crowd here at halftime, and the teams have been very entertaining also. It is a one-possession game at intermission, 31-28. Ravens in front of the homestanding Dragons. Scoring in the first half, well, first of all, four. MHMA. What an outstanding half for Jace Campbell. 14 points to lead all scorers. Eight for O'Brien Wilson. It was a three-point half for Adric Korbelik, and two apiece for Peter Rappinger and Ethan Zimmerer and Duron Duncan. For Valley Falls, two guys in double-figure scoring. Flint Seymour with 11 and Colin Kearney with 10. Dropping off into Damian Cervantes, 5 and 2 for Jenner Young. Fouls, not a really big deal. The Ravens have three guys with two fouls apiece. Zimmerer, Wilson, and Adams. Valley Falls, no one with more than one. It was the Lady Ravens winning in the first game. We'll see who comes out on front in the second when we return. But right now, with the halftime score, the Morehead Mount Academy Ravens 31, Valley Falls 28. Back we go to Joneses in the Care Radio Sports Studios. It's another halftime extravaganza.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repairs, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
Need CPAP or oxygen supplies? KexRx Pharmacy has you covered. KexRx CPAP and oxygen supply specialists deliver one-on-one consultations in pharmacy or right to your door. From billing your insurance, finding the perfect mask fit, or even setting up hassle-free resupplies, KexRx Pharmacy is here every step of the way. At KexRx, your comfort, safety, and peace of mind come first. Don't wait. Breathe easier today. Call 785-742-3546 or visit KexRx.com to book your consult with KexRx Pharmacy today.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. I'm Joseph Kerr with you this evening, taking a look at the Care Country sports schedule, where it's chock full of events coming up on tomorrow night. We'll have Benedictine women's and men's basketball as the Ravens are playing host to Baker. 5:30 is the scheduled tip for the women's game. The men should take to the court sometime right around 7:30. Thursday brings us to Sports Look, where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report, right around 5:15 to 5:20 Thursday evenings. After Sports Look, we've got High School Coaches Insight, where we will talk to the coaches of Atchison, Marhill Mount Academy, ACCHS, and JCN. That is again Thursday night. Friday brings us back to high school basketball, as we'll have Valley Falls at Jefferson County North. Girls' game scheduled tip is 6. Boys should take to the court sometime around 7:30, 8 o'clock. Saturday brings us back to Benedictine Ravens basketball, as they will be playing host to Grandview. 2 p.m. is the scheduled tip for the girls' game, women's game. The men should take to the court sometime right around 4 p.m.
Hi, it's Erica at Queen Bee Boutique. Whether you're looking for a perfect pair of Judy blue jeans, a chic dress, or a fun graphic tee, we've got something you'll love in sizes small through 3X. Complete your look with purses, accessories, and European brand makeup, Celesti. Treat yourself to California Mango Natural Hair Care at Queen Bee Fashion Meets Beauty, all in one stop. Visit us today at 525 Commercial Street in Atchison, and let's find your new favorite look.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
K4 Ag and Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of Soother Feeds protein tubs and mineral on hand and carry mixed 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving on the road or in the field. Let them help you select the best tire for your vehicle and driving needs. See K4 Ag in Valley Falls, nurturing farms and growing success.
Taking a look at the girls' scores from earlier this evening, we have some finals to report. It was a good night for the Oskaloosa Bears over the Jackson Heights Cobras, with the Lady Bears having a 50-39 victory. Silver Lake topped Jeff West 62-24 in the girls' game. Holton had a 45-36 victory over Sabetha. And in the game that you heard right here at Hot Country 93.7, we had Valley Falls fall to Marhill Mount Academy, with a final score of Marhill Mount Academy ladies 32, Valley Falls 29. Right now in play, the Oskaloosa Bears are leading Jackson Heights 32-24 with about 4 minutes remaining in the third. Going to the fourth, it is Silver Lake 59 to Jeff West 42. And we've got, at the end of the third, Sabetha at 48, Holton 30. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast. The score in this game is Marhill Mount Academy 31, Valley Falls 28.
It's time for you to get the care that you deserve. When you're in our hands, you can rest assured that you're getting the best that there is. Here at Atchison Senior Village, we strive every day to be the skilled nursing facility of choice in our community. We make sure that each day you spend with us is filled with the caliber of service that will make your stay comfortable, safe, and therapeutic. Our in-house therapy team promotes quality outcomes for short-term, long-term, and outpatient residents. Let us take care of you or your loved one. For more information, contact me, Nikki Weigel, today at 913-209-0138.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Mainly cloudy skies expected tonight, with a slight chance for scattered showers. Lows around 31. Winds out of the northwest, 10 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly sunny skies tomorrow. Highs level off around 39. Tomorrow night, 17. A mix of clouds and sunshine and dry. Thursday and Friday, mid-40s. Thursday, upper 30s by Friday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr for Hot Country 93.7. Something ain't right with this computer tonight. Anyway, it's 48 degrees and cloudy in downtown Atchison. The relative humidity is 79%. The winds are out of the west-northwest at 12 miles per hour. Dew point 42 degrees Fahrenheit. The barometric pressure, well, it's on the rise at 29.88 inches of mercury. We'll be returning to Tom Kautz right after this.
At Hummelgaard Family Dentistry in Atchison, your comfort and health come first. You're in good hands.
I'm Dr. Jordan Hummelgaard, formerly Campbell. I grew up right here in Atchison. Caring for the community means everything to me. We take time to listen and make sure you feel comfortable and cared for, whether it's your first visit or your 50th. When you walk through our doors, you're family.
Hummelgaard Family Dentistry at 913-367-7270 or stop by 817 Santa Fe in Atchison. Hummelgaard Family Dentistry.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7 FM. We now return to the gym for second half coverage of your feature game.
Hey, with that in mind, we do welcome you back. It's been kind of a bizarre halftime here in Valley Falls. The Ravens left the floor, and I'm looking at the clock. I'm thinking, okay, we got, you know, this much time for Joseph to kind of get you up to speed. I'm looking back up at the clock, and 90 seconds later, the Ravens are back out. And now they start the second half, 2 minutes left still on the clock, and both teams come out, and the officials come walking out of the locker room, and the teams are like, let's go. So they've started 2 minutes early, and what was a three-point MHMA lead is now a three-point MHMA deficit. Because out of the gate, Damian Cervantes has hit 2 3-point shots here early in the third quarter. So that should kind of catch you up. It is 34-31 Valley Falls, 6:40 to go in the third quarter. Ravens in the lane, turnaround shot, around and round and round it goes, and in for Brian Wilson. He's a double figures with 10. 34-33. Valley with the lead, 6.5 to go in the third. Here's Damian with it over to the right side. His shot partially deflected, and the ball is going to be stolen. Rappinger gets it up. Here comes a running shot. Campbell for two. Nope. Rebound and a whistle, a foul, and not sure which way this is going to go. I think it's going to be against Valley Falls. The officials talking to Duncan Alvaranga, who thought the foul was going to go the other way. And the official said, no, you backed into him, and no, we can't have that. So it'll be his second foul. 14-footer, but the Ravens misses. And foul on the rebound. And it is going to be, I think, on O'Brien. Nope, it's going to be on Ethan. Ethan Zimmerer has his third foul of the game. It'll be the first team foul for the Ravens. The team fouls even at two apiece. 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. It is a one-point game. It's a good one. Lots of points, lots of up and down. Here's a running shot. No, Cervantes, but put back up and in by Flint. But Seymour, 13 points, and it's 36-33 Valley. 5:50 to go. Falling away, shot right side, hits the side of the backboard. Rebounding get down, it's going to be Wilson. O'Brien will go across underneath, feeds out on top. The ball is loose on the floor. Ravens are going to recover it. Rapplinger will work his way to the right side, pull up outside the block and hit the two. Rapplinger with four, and it's 36-35. 5.5 to go in the third quarter. Left side, Colin Kearney, give it to him for two. Colin, a dozen points, 38-35. Spinning into the lane, and they're going to wave off the shot. The official on the far side, who's been calling pretty much most of the things here tonight, will call a foul. It is going to be the second foul on Damian Cervantes. It'll be the second foul of the third quarter by Valley Falls. And the Ravens are going to put it back out on top. Rapplinger, left side, baseline, fall away. Three is good. Jace Campbell, 17 points. And it's 38-38. We're tied again with 5 minutes to go in the third. Valley Falls, into the lane, stops, leans, twists, turns. No, but a Raven foul. And it might be, yes, it's going to be our Peter Rapplinger. It is his first, only his first foul of the game. And once again, team fouls are even, now at two each. Fisher comes over the scores table, and here we go. Dragons putting it in play. Valley Falls going from right to left across your dial here in the second half. Alvaranga dribbles it back, heels almost to the center circle. Shot clock at 22, lots of time. Here's Colin Kearney to Flint, back to Duncan. top side it goes. Right side, running shot, off the window, spins out. No good. Rebound Ravens. 4:20 to go, quarter number three. Moreham Mount Academy with the ball. Falling away, looking for the lead, but it won't come. Rebound outside. Rapplinger had it. Wanted to take the three, but couldn't get rid of it. Now the running shot in the lane misses. Follow shot. Good. First point in the second half for Adric Korbelik, and he's got five, and the Ravens are in front. It is 40-38. Colin Kearney steps inside, shoots, draws a foul, and two free throws coming up for Colin Kearney. That is the third foul of the game for O'Brien Wilson. Now for the Ravens, you got a couple of guys on the verge of foul trouble. 3:56 to go, third quarter. So basically halfway through the third. So left-handed free throw. Perfect. 13 points now for Colin. Korbelik will come out of the game for Marshall Mount Academy, and back into the MHMA lineup is going to come Fulton. Second free throw, no good. So Fulton Zimmerer is in the game. Ravens come down with a missed free throw and have the ball leading by one. Three-point shot, no. Rebound, Kearney. Outlet up the floor. Batted away. Going to be saved by Cervantes. Feeds inside. The kick across. The dish to the top. The square up on the point. Stepping inside the circle. 15-footer. Yes! Colin Kearney with two more. And it is now 41-40 Valley Falls. 3:20 to go. O'Brien for three. Knocks it down. O'Brien Wilson. 13 points. And it's 43-41 Ravens. 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. The bounce right and the easy layup miss. But getting his own rebound, putting it back up and in. The shot is good. It's a plus one. Silver Valley Falls may have been a blessing in disguise that that shot did not roll in, but the offensive rebound put back up also draws a subsequent foul. It is the third foul of the game for Bryce Adams. The free throw is up and good, completing the conventional three-point play for Colin Kearney, and Valley Falls goes in front 44-44. That's right. Here's a turnaround shot by Bryce. No good. Rebound. Damian. Cervantes up the court. Over to the left side to Brayson. Miller goes in. Up too strong. Rebound tipped out. Saved by Valley Falls. The drive to the baseline. The dish to the top. The kick to the corner. Brayson will go three. No. Rebound tipped around. This time it's going to be O'Brien Wilson to the Ravens coming up with a basketball. MHMA with the ball, trending by one, 2:22 to go in the third quarter. Adams brings it back, the follow-away shot, nope, rebound, pulled down by Valley Falls. Here come the Dragons. Working it up the court is going to be Duncan. Alvaring it over to Kearney, back to Duncan, knifes into the lane, kicks it over to the right, uncontested three, boom! From deep in the corner, the three-point shot, the first point of the game for Brayson Miller. And now we have a stoppage of play. And I'm not sure what we've got. The official stopped play for a minute too. The north end goal had been kind of wrapped up for just a little bit. The official just stops the play. She carries the ball to the length of the court to dislodge and square up that net. And here come the Ravens for the basketball. 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. MHMA with the ball, but now they trail by four. Here's Wilson. Zimmerer. Slides right. Steps in. Goes up. Shot blocked. Get a foul called on Colin Kearney. Coming to the free throw line for the Ravens. That's going to be Fulton Zimmerer. Fulton is only a freshman. Showing some good skills. Getting really quiet in here. She's got a couple of free throws. First one could be a little bit short. Prior to the second shot, each team is going to make a lineup substitution. Adrian Korbelik will come in for the Ravens, taking out Peter Ramplinger. And Colin Kearney will check out for Valley Falls. And you got Jenner Young back in. One more free throw for Fulton, and it is not going to fall. So, unable to hit either free throw. Valley Falls coming up court with a basketball with a four-point lead. A minute and a half to go in the third quarter. Northeast Kansas League Boys High School Basketball here on Care Radio this evening. We are so glad that you've joined us. Tomorrow we've got Benedictine Basketball from the Nolan Gymnasium. The ball's going to be batted away. It's loose on the floor. It's going to be saved by the Ravens. MHMA coming up with a steal. Quickly down the left side. They'll dance it out on top. Get it over to Bryce. He'll kick it back to the baseline. Crossing over underneath the layup. Good. Campbell for two more. Having a fantastic ball game. James Campbell. That'll be his 19th point tonight. And it is 47-45. 1 minute to play. Third quarter. Here's the feed. The kick to the top. The step inside the circle, the dish to the point, the three for Valley Falls is wide to the right side off the hand of Flint. And with 43 seconds left in the third quarter, trailing by two, Ravens are back up the floor with it. Shot clock and game clock about 8 seconds apart. The drive to the baseline, a shot missing. Rebound, Valley Falls, and then off his own missed shot, trying to steal it back. I think it's a foul on Campbell. It'll be Jace's first. It'll be the Ravens. Is that their fifth? Yes. Now, is that a player control foul? It is not. The officials will say that foul in the backcourt underneath the offensive rim is still going to go back to the other end of the floor where after team foul five, we will have free throw shot by the Dragons. So Valley Falls is coming to the line with 32 seconds left. Third quarter, shot clock off. Two free throws. First one, well short. One more shot coming up here for Jenner Young, who stepped to the line. No free throw shot tonight. He has only 2 points this evening, the Valley Falls junior. This one, got it. Makes it 48-45. Half a minute to go in the third quarter. Here come the Ravens. All the way down to the baseline. Campbell has it. Skips it into the corner to Korbelik. Goes to Bryce. He will power move, turn, fall away. Air ball up to the left side. The rebound is going to be out of bounds. Up the Ravens. Valley Falls hands it back in. They've got 17 seconds to make something happen. And now Coach Wessel on his feet telling his team to press a little bit on that inbound. Make him use some time up the court. Here comes Alvarenga all the way to the baseline. Dumps it over to the edge. 9 seconds. Lots of time. Out on top to Flint. He will hand it to Damian. 5 seconds. 4 seconds. Cervantes turns. Shoots off the right. Oh, my goodness. What a shot. At the buzzer. Cervantes. Wow. That's all you can say about that. That is his third three of the quarter. He has got 14 in the game. And we're at the end of three. Time out of the floor for the fourth quarter. Coming up from Valley Falls, Kansas, it's the Dragons 51, the Ravens 45.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last. They evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
Jaguars coming down to the fourth quarter here in Valley Falls, Kansas, and the Ravens are going to be putting in a plane to begin the fourth. 51-45 Valley Falls. Quick jump shot. Korbelik, it's up, won't go. Rebound, Colin Kearney. Valley Falls. The question is, will Valley Falls try to slow it down? I can't imagine. It's just not in their DNA. Here's a feed left. Here's a quick three. That's off the rim. High rebound. Pulls down Flint. Follows it up. Hits it. That's a plus one. Flint Seymour. Official down below the goal says it is good. Count it. The foul. It's going to be the fourth of the ball game for O'Brien. No. It's on O'Brien, but they've got him for three. So the free throw is up, and it rolls, and it's good. Flint Seymour completes the conventional three-point play. He has 16. Leading Valley Falls, 18 for Colin Kearney and 14 for Damian Cervantes. For MHMA, it's 19 for Jace Campbell. Now Valley Falls coming up with a steal. Here come the Dragons. 7-11 to go in the ballgame. Valley with a basketball. They lead by nine. Looking for a big double-digit lead on this possession. Seymour with it on top. Alvarenga has it right side. Back to Miller. Miller, top side, dancing in. Duncan turns, falls from 13, missed it. Rebound, Raven. Chase coming up with a basketball. MHMA on the attack. Baseline right is going to be Rapplinger. Top side again. Three, buried by Jace Campbell. 22 for Jace. And it's 54-48. 6:35 to go. Valley backs away, looking for the shot they want. Damian Cervantes standing in the center circle. Goes right side to Colin. Here's a shot. It's a three. It is good. Another three for Cervantes. 57-48. Back again to the nine-point game. 6 minutes left. O'Brien Wilson, nicely done. Nice into the lane and puts it up and in. He's got 15. 57-50. Inside six to go. Dragons will go left side. Miller. Top side to Alvarenga. Duncan. Back over to Damian. Cervantes will back away. Plays off the screen. Goes all the way to the baseline. Hook pass on top. Three shot from the top. Up a good. Colin Kearney for three. 21 for Kearney. 60-50. And a steal. Dragons outlet. And here's the deal. I don't think everybody was quite on the same page. Nice job of the Ravens to steal it back. And a running shot on the other end is good. Campbell for two more. He's at 24. We're going to get an MHMA timeout. We'll do it, Joseph. 5:14 to play in this game. It's a good one. Valley Falls 60, Mariamount Academy 52.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at mscnews.net.
Minutes and 14 seconds to play in this guy's game. Lady Ravens with a win at the opener here tonight. More Hermann Academy boys are going to have to come from behind to secure a sweep. It is 60-52 Dragons. Left side. Kearney will turn, shoot it off the window, but it won't fall. Rebound Ravens. Ethan Zimmerer coming up with the basketball. Over to the left side, Rapplinger for three. Won't drop for him. Nice offensive rebound. Korbelik will turn and shoot and get it. Seven for Adric. 60-54. MHMA with a never-say-die attitude. Here's a shot from in the lane. It's up and it's no good. At Valley Falls, there's no patience in this offense. They get down and they get the shot up. And here's a driving shot. Won't go, but a follow is going to be good by Wilson. And a quick, six consecutive points have got MHMA back to within four. 60-56. Still over 4 minutes to play. Out on top with it, Cervantes to Alvarenga, and he's going to be run into, and we're going to get a foul on Chase Campbell. It is only his second. It will be the Ravens' second fourth quarter foul. Valley Falls, conversely, no fourth quarter fouls yet. Cervantes for three. Wow, how do you hit it from that far away? Damian Cervantes, 20 points. It is now 63-56, and we're at exactly 4 minutes to go in the game. Rapplinger feeds it low, off the window, good. Give Rapp the assist. Give the bucket to the Ravens' Ethan Zimmerer in his fourth point of the game. 63-58. Valley with it up topside. Grayson Miller. And before this possession ends, Coach Gassmeyer takes the timeout. We're doing it. Timeout of the court. 3:41 to play. It's a five-point game. Valley Falls 63, Ravens 58.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot foot sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Ravens in the black traveling uniforms. Valley Falls in a white home gear. Coming out of the floor with 3:41 to play in the game. It's a 63-58 home team lead. And the Dragons will be putting it in play right at midcourt below us. It comes in to Flint, and he nearly loses it, but Valley Falls is going to be able to rescue it and stay on offense. 3.5 to go. Driving right, going over to the right side. And before the pass can get away, we'll have a Raven foul. Now, interesting enough, Damian Cervantes is lobbying for free throws. And I thought he was maybe dishing the ball to a teammate. But the officials apparently feel like he was shooting. And now they're going to switch it back. And they're going to say, no, not shooting. That will be Ethan Zimmerer's fourth foul, by the way. So you've got, what, a couple of Ravens with four fouls apiece. 3:20 to go in the game. Leading in, driving in, Cervantes puts it up. They're going to wave it off. They're going to say, travel with the basketball. Coach Gassmeyer, especially dissatisfied with the call. And here come the Ravens, trailing only by five with a lot of time left. 3:15 to go in the game. 63-58. Both teams come into the game at 6-4. Valley Falls 2-0 in the conference. The Ravens are 2-1. They're driving to the baseline. The reverse layup. It's up and good. Two more for Jace Campbell, and he's having a great night. 63-60. And we're inside 3 minutes to go. Dragons working up topside against the MHMA player defense. Almost said BC because I'm thinking Ravens and I'm thinking tomorrow night. We've got Benedictine basketballers. They'll be hosting Baker up in the Nolan. Here's a driver from the baseline. It's good. Damian Cervantes, 22 points, 65-60. Valley back in front, and now time winding down. 2:20 to go. And reaching in, Cervantes, an unnecessary foul as he tried to pick the pocket of Adrian Korbelik, but instead picks up his third foul of the game. It'll be Valley Falls' first fourth quarter foul, and the Ravens putting it in play, lobbing it into the backcourt, and Campbell will bring it up. He's had the red hot hand. He'll go to the baseline, feeds into the lane. The ball's going to be tipped away and stolen. Dragons coming up with it. Now it's loose on the floor and saved again by Valley Falls. Up it comes to the right side to Miller. Back out on top. Flint Seymour will lob it over. Colin Kearney in the lane, twists and turns and leans and draws a foul. Here's the thing, Colin Kearney, just such a good job of keeping the foot planted, not committing to travel, not turning it over, but he'll twist and turn, and just a hard guy to follow. The first free throw, yep. .22 points for Colin. 23 points for Colin with a minute 56 to play. What do we have now? Three guys with more than 20 points already tonight. Here's a running shot. Won't fall for MHMA, but the Ravens are going to recover it. And the officials say when they pick up the loose basketball off the rebound, they're standing on the baseline. It'll be a turnover back to Valley Ball. 1:44 to go. Now, soon, the Ravens are going to be forced to foul. Trailing by 7. Dragons into the fourth quarter with a minute 40 left in the game. Cervantes kicks it right side. Miller. Grayson looks to the middle. And here's a backdoor. Flint knocks it down. Flint Seymour. 69-60. And with a minute 23 to go, the Ravens are going to have to take a timeout and set the course for the last little bit of the game. Well, to get a timeout. A minute 23 left. Valley Falls 69. Morehamount Academy 60.
Looking for a fresh, fast, and delicious meal in Atchison? Head to Subway, conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct. From made-to-order sandwiches and wraps to crisp salads, protein bowls, and breakfast options, Subway has something for everyone, any time of day. And be sure to watch for their special $6.99 meal of the day for a great deal on your favorites. Fresh ingredients, great value, and made just the way you like it. Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison.
Well, here we go with the last minute 23 of the guys' game. 69-60 Valley Falls. For the Ravens, for the most of the night, and certainly the second half, it has been a battle from behind circumstance. Now, for Morehamount Academy, you got to understand, though, with 4:45 to go in the first half, about mid-second quarter, they led by 10. But Valley Falls just battled back and battled back. Here's a shot that goes up, and it won't go in, and Valley's going to rebound it back down. They're going to have to foul here with a minute 10 to go and down 9. Flint Seymour in the lane, kicks to the corner. Valley Falls passing up shots they would normally take just to run some time off the clock. Going to dribble and weave it out toward the top. Move it over to the left side. Ravens still not fouling. We're inside a minute to play. Because you're playing a little keep away with the basketball, the shot clock gets to 10. Too late to foul in this possession now. Cervantes goes right side. Miller goes 3, doesn't hit it. And the rebound, nope, it's going to go out of bounds. So Morehamount Academy's got the ball with 42 seconds left in the game, trailing by 9. They're going to have to score in a hurry, get it back, score in a hurry, get it back, and then score again in a hurry. And all of those have to be 3s. Here's a shot for 3. No. Rebound. Tipped again. Valley clears it down. Half a minute to go in the ball game. Ravens are not going to foul. The drive, the dish, the layup. So Cervantes the assist, and a bucket by Flint Seymour. 71-60. 13 seconds left, and another three-point shot for Chase. What a fantastic game he is having. We're going to stay right here to take it a quick timeout. It's 71-63. 10 seconds left, and can't talk enough about how well Chase Campbell has played. He has scored in every quarter. He has hit at least one three-point shot in every quarter. Already has 29 points for the Ravens tonight. Fantastic game. Valley Falls, on the other hand, got, three guys in double-digit scoring? You got two guys with over 20? No, all three. And their double-digit guys are 20 or more. So here we go. Dragons will have it in the backcourt. The shot clock is, of course, off. And we're 10 seconds to play. The official says you may, Brayson Miller, run the baseline if you should so desire. He doesn't. He brings it into Cervantes. He'll drive down. And did he get fouled? He did. Fisher's going to take the long walk over to the scorer's table from this side. It is not. Well, it is going to be shooting foul. Okay. Certainly it's not the bonus. But it is the fifth foul for the Ravens, Ethan Zimmerer. And so he will foul out with only 8 seconds left. Free throw? Nope. He hasn't missed many shots today, but Damian Cervantes not able to knock that one down. Ethan Zimmerer fouling out here with 8 seconds left and 4 points tonight. Second free throw. No, he will miss them both uncharacteristically, but the Ravens are going to rebound it down, fly up the floor, feed to Bryce Adams, give him a bucket. Bryce will knock it in. They'll let the clock. Oh, no. The Ravens are going to stop the clock with 2 seconds left. 71-65. I'm going to hang on to it right here, Joseph, because I'm just curious what the plan is here. Actually, let's be very accurate. 2.1 seconds left. It is a 6-point game. The ball is going to be put in play by Valley Falls. Ravens are going to have four of their starters out there. And all but Ethan Zimmer, who just fouled out. Valley will bring it in deep in the backcourt. They'll lob it to the other end of the floor. It's going to bounce. It's going to roll. It's going to go out of bounds, and it's going to finish the ball game. Final score in Valley Falls, Kansas. Dragons, 71. Ravens, 65. And we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7 FM. Stick around for our post-game show featuring your Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on right after this.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Need dependable electrical service? Gerber Electric in Atchison is here to light the way. From quick fixes to major projects, their trusted team delivers quality work backed by free estimates and a satisfaction guarantee. And while you're out, swing by their retail store at 405 North 17th Street for everything you need to keep things powered up. Bulbs, batteries, breakers, connectors, and more. Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition. Stop in or give them a call today. Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With 3 tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College. ¶¶
back in Valley Falls, Kansas, where the crowd beginning to make its way to the gate, then headed for the parking lot. A couple of nice games here tonight. In game two, it was back and forth. The Ravens leading by 10 points. They were up with 4:45 to go in the second quarter, 29-19. The Valley Falls, with a never-say-die attitude, was able to battle back and win it this evening, 71-65. For the Ravens, leading the way in scoring, it was Chase Campbell with 19, O'Brien Wilson 17, dropping then to Adrian Korbelik's 7, 4 apiece tonight for Peter Rapplinger and Ethan Zimmerer, with Deron Duncombe and Bryce Adams, each with 2. For Valley Falls, we're going to call him Bank of Atchison Player of the Game 20 Club, okay? It's three guys on this team with 20 or more. Flint Seymour had 20. Damian Cervantes had 22. Colin Kearney had 23. So those three guys are going to combine for the 20-plus club, Bank of Atchison Players of the Game. Three apiece for Brayson Miller and Jenner Young. Yeah, when you got three guys with over 20, that doesn't leave a lot of room for anybody else. So Jenner and Brayson each with 3. For Hermann Academy, we'll go to 6-5 and 2-2 in the conference. Valley Falls will improve to 7-4 and 3-0. Again, a reminder that back in game one, it was a low-scoring bit of business as Morehamite Academy was able to take a 32-29 win over Valley Falls to stay undefeated in the NEKL. Tomorrow night here on CARE, Joseph and I, we hang out with y'all every night. Love to do it. Tomorrow night we're going to be up in the Nolan Gymnasium. It'll be Benedictine basketball, Lady Ravens and guys, ladies at 5:30, and the men 7:30 hosting Baker University. Join us for that one. Thursday night sports look, Friday night more high school hoops, Saturday Benedictine again. It's a busy time of year in January. You gotta love it. Thanks for having joined us here this evening. Ravens split at Valley Falls. Until we greet you next time. For Joseph in the studio, young man, well done as always. Appreciate you. Tom Couch here in Valley Falls, Kansas, saying so long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to our coverage of local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7 FM and our post-game show featuring Union State Bank of Atchison Player to Bank On. Stay informed with game recaps and the latest sports schedule on MSCSports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.